turn off. Okay.
Don't do that. What's up, y'all? This is the Purple Podcast. The Purple Unicorn Podcast. My bad. I'm drunk. And I just want to say thank you for tuning in. I got my homies with me.
Hey.
Cuddy and Nett and her man, Malcolm. Let's just say I'm not about to get on how the fuck I really feel. But it is what it is. People are supposed to be here. That's not. But it's okay. I'll make the best of it. Or what the fuck ever. So, first thing first is, y'all want to hear y'all horoscopes?
Yeah. Let's see our horoscopes.
This shit about to be good. And I'm going to translate it for ya. Translate it for ya. Had to make sure it was still going. Okay, who want to go first? Cutting your neck.
Let me hear Capricorn.
You may be feeling very emotional today, Capricorn, but you might not understand the source of the emotion. If you roll with it, though, you will find yourself more expressive than usual, which could open the door to a new interest or venture. You may be more open to considering something that you would not even think about in a more grounded state of mind. So allow yourself to go with that. You are feeling without being too restrictive in your approach. This could turn into something very rewarding. So in other words, go with the flow, nigga.
Right. Go with the flow.
Okay. Don't even second guess it. Like, well, I do gotta work that. No. Fuck it. Go just do it. Who wanna go next?
Aries.
Aries. Something you are working on is moving along quite smoothly, but a friend, family member, or associate may be attempting to convince you to fix what isn't broken. What may seem like nonsense to you, not to mention a complete waste of time, but if you listen and weigh this carefully, you may discover that it isn't all that foolish after all. Although things are working, they could work better. Jesus! Jesus!
And she knows.
Man. Which will bring you a greater reward and fuller sense of satisfaction, Aries. Listen with an open mind. If that ain't God. That ain't God. I don't even need to break that one down. Your turn, Malcolm.
Sagittarius.
If you take care of business as soon as you need arises today, Sagittarius, you will have a very productive and satisfying day. It might be tempting to socialize or catch up on your favorite sitcom, but addressing any work or home-related projects first will give you flexibility later when you will need it. There could be a surprise chance at a social opportunity or the chance to do something special that might not wait for you to catch up on neglected obligations. So get to it. So whatever the fuck you need to do, do it.
I read that this morning when I was at work. I was like,
whatever the fuck it is, don't be like, I'll wait till next week. So, nope. Do it.
Don't miss the opportunity.
Don't. Because then you're going to be sitting there like.
I said,
yeah. Yeah. Like, damn, if I would have, then this would have. No, my nigga.
This would have shit us.
What Nike say, just do it. Mm-hmm. Put Malcolm's face on there, just do it. Yeah. Like, you should have just did it, my nigga. Hey, didn't the old horoscope say the same thing pretty much? Don't put it off. So, in other words, we have to be adults. I know it sucks. Yeah. It sucks. I hate. Not that I hate. It's a bittersweet adultness. Like, ooh, I'm an adult. Yay. But then it's like, I'm an adult.
That's most definitely real life.
Like, fuck that. The affirmation for today is there is no one better to be than to be yourself. Hmm. So, what we say?
Be you.
Be different. Exactly what I'm just saying. So, how was y'all week this week?
So far, so good. I mean, work was busy, steady. But so far, so good.
How was your week, Matt? Pick the good thing. What good thing happened?
I got paid.
That's a good thing.
That is a wonderful thing. That's a beautiful and, thing.
And I ain't getting no trouble or nothing, you know.
That fucking bullshit ass job. I mean, shit happens. Shit happens. But you know what? It's always something that happens worse than what the fuck goes on what we deal with. Mr. Malcolm Man, can you do me a favor? Uh-huh. Look this song up. Uh-huh. It's, I want to say it's Hot Boys.
The Hot Boys?
That one shit, they used to start a fight at a house party. That type of shit.
Them house parties, whoa.
That one shit that be like, man, there's no fucking way that we should be this old dancing like this. If our mama and daddy saw us dancing like this, they would not approve of it. Like doing the fucking cry baby.
I really don't remember what you're talking about. I don't remember.
That's our man, by the way.
What the fuck?
I'm talking about like that. What song is that?
Drop it like it's hot.
No, not that one. The other one. That is Drop It Like It's Hot.
Is it?
I don't know. No, it's not. I'm sorry. I'm not a rap person.
You want a mild DJ or do you want me to just?
Mild DJ.
Yeah, just mild DJ. I'm all types of different shit. You just say an artist and I might play. That what you
gonna play the nigga shit? That's what you gonna play.
He's gonna say I'm the
genre. All
you
gonna do is just say a name and I'm gonna just.
Oh, okay.
But I'm like, it's gonna be them.
Right, as long as you can hit that wah 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 wah. Well, I'm gonna need you to hit that wah 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 again.
That ain't it, my nigga.
I'm talking about the shit.
You said start fighting.
I'm talking about. Okay.
Wait, is
that song called? Okay, it's Lil Wayne.
Oh, shit.
And I used to know every single word of it, but I can't think of it. Not one word right now.
I mean,
yeah, right.
Anybody else with Lil Wayne, or it's Lil Wayne?
I think it's just Lil Wayne.
Alright, so you said the Hot Boys.
But see, not the nigga versions of a Hot Boys. Y'all listen to the songs that I never heard of. I'm talking about the radio shit.
Wait, can you say that?
This is my shit.
Oh, okay.
I'm gonna say whatever I want. This ain't an artist. Well, the point of this is the ratchet moment, period.
Hey, this ratchet moment.
And
listen to my Mona Lisa.
This, but that's some deep shit though. That's not really ratchet. I'm talking about popping booty and shit. Like, if you go to Atlanta and Lil Wayne is playing, but it's like from 2000, Lil Wayne, and you just see ass shaking everywhere. That type of Lil Wayne.
So you want freestyle Lil Wayne? You want mixtape Wayne?
I don't know. I just remember a cover with their name on it, and it was nothing but a bunch of glitter and diamonds. Like, that's that old.
That's Hot Boys.
That's Hot Boys. Yeah, that's. Well, just play Hot Boys. Lil Wayne by Hot Boys by Lil Wayne. Is that it?
Yeah,
excuse me if I fuck it up. I don't nobody commenting like, bitch. You drunk and shit. You know what you talking about? Bitch, it's my show.
I mean, you just act like
you're
on the air.
Right.
Wait a minute, bitch.
Fix that lip, bitch.
Wait a minute. No, because I'm here. It's me. I ain't gonna say shit.
What? What you say? Oh, okay, I get it. Is this it? That Hot Boys. Okay. Well, the ratchet shit that has happened is, y'all know it's a man. I don't even remember exactly where he at. But for whatever reason, he wants to revert his age. Like, he like 70-some years old, and he wants to be like 49 again.
Okay,
we want
to turn his age
backwards? Yeah. Like on some sicko psycho shit.
Oh, he wants Sherman
Clump
himself.
Sherman Clump himself. Ooh. I never thought about that. Sherman Clump is dead. Sherman Clump himself. Pretty fucking much. But you know why he doing it, though?
Why?
Yeah, he said something about he want to get hoes on Tinder. He might have not said it in them terms, but that's what it was. He want to get hoes on Tinder. Thank you. Man, that motherfucker there. I said, this is the most ridiculous shit. And I don't think he's from the United States on for real shit. I think he's from, like, across seas. You know that motherfucker's weird. Well, not all of them, but majority. But, I mean, hey, it is what it is. Did y'all go vote?
Yes, ma'am. That mean this bitch didn't.
But it's all right, though, because I ain't going to vote.
Voting is important, people.
What the fuck they want to do?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Pretty much. Pretty fucking much.
No, wait, but it's still right.
They
still
gonna
put
them up themselves anyway.
But
before any law comes across, they gonna put them up themselves. And if they say yeah, then it's it. If we say yeah, they might be like, okay, well, yeah, we'll listen to when they got
yeah,
it. Now, we gonna take them up ourselves.
Yeah, fuck all of that. Fuck all of that.
Now, ain't that wrong with being into the politics, though. You still can be into it, though, because that's worthwhile knowing.
Right. Which is true. That, which is
involved.
True. That is true.
You can
true.
Be involved, too, but you just got to know the angles of being involved.
Because when I found out what this shit was, I was like...
Ain't nothing wrong with voting if you know what you vote for and you know who you vote for, though.
Right.
So,
I didn't know who the fuck was running.
I'm going to definitely encourage the motherfucker to vote, but at the same time, you got to know both sides of voting.
Hell yeah.
But you're going to vote, and you're going to know that your vote really counts, and you're going to vote just to say,
this
I voted.
I'm like,
turn it down a little bit, Malcolm. the most. Well, I mean, it's here. Oh, yeah, y'all. So the drink for the show is called a unicorn kiss. It is UV raspberry vodka with some grenadine and some star flakes and some lilac purple dust. And what else was in that shit? I added some spray. Oh, and simply strawberry lemonade. You know, you have to be specific with the brand. Because I don't want y'all going to go get that bitter-ass strawberry lemonade. Like, that shit didn't taste like me. Nope. That's what I use, simply strawberry lemonade. And how y'all feeling on it? Because she over here is smashing.
I feel good. This motherfucking drink will sneak up on you.
She gonna be sleeping in a car.
Who, me?
No, Nick.
Oh, yeah, Nick might. She might not, though.
This motherfucker snuck up on me. Snuck up on me. Snuck up on me. I don't know which way, but it snuck up on me. Ooh, play that. What's playing right now? Hey, that was what I was looking for, that exact song.
Oh, okay, I need a hot boy.
Yeah.
Oh, it is hot boy.
Hot boy. Hey. Hey, y'all, speaking of this song, turn it down a little bit. I had printed out, you know, back in the day before we had these phones, I had printed out the lyrics, and I had them in my room. I'm talking about, I was rehearsing that shit.
I remember.
I was in there like, hey. Man, I don't know how my mama found them lyrics, but she threw them away. I was getting ready. I cleaned up my room. I was getting ready to just go in the mirror, and I could not find my lyrics. I said, I'm not about to fuck this up.
Hang them up in the room.
Man.
Hang them up on your wall.
Like, you shouldn't be... Man, you shouldn't be singing this type of song.
I was before YouTube and all that shit.
Man. No, it was YouTube, but you had to YouTube that shit on an actual home desktop computer.
Yeah, print it out.
I don't know
anything about
that. That shit was horrible. You hear me? How the fuck did we survive without cell phones? For so long, though.
It was cell phones.
That man won't need that shit now.
It was cell phones. You had no cell phones. They had cell phones in the 80s. They had a GPS and the internet and the high-speed data and all that.
It's just crazy.
But now they got...
Now they got kids being smarter than us on the fucking show.
Man, listen here. If it came down to editing anything, I'm going in there like, Frazier, I'm going to need you to edit this for me real quick. Right. But, I was about to say something. What was it? What are you talking about? Stupid ass. Stupid leg. Yeah, stupid leg.
You made it just right.
I'm trying to think. Excuse me, y'all. I'm trying to understand. You know what, bitch? Right, in front of people, though. What the fuck?
What did I do? That was so unhuman.
You lucky this ain't being recorded for people to see. Cause your ass.
Come on, man.
What?
You ain't gonna do that later on.
I'm trying to
get inside of this. Come on, Cuddy.
It's clean, though.
What's that? What is that?
It is sugar.
Yeah.
It's a drink on it, but not lick on it.
Well, that's supposed to be licking, but I just think it got hard.
It did, though, didn't it?
And then it started sticking to the glass, so it didn't come off like that.
And I didn't even use no lime juice or nothing. It was just water.
Because it was just water.
Mm-hmm. Is that what it was? Mm-hmm. Man, I can't remember what the fuck I was about to say. But, I mean, they're going to do what they want to do, so... It is what it is. I ain't gonna vote. By the time I found out what everything was, everything ain't even passed any motherfucking way. You know, issue one was like some shit. I think I remember talking to you about it. Issue one was some shit like, if you do heroin or crack or something, just go to jail instead of go to rehab.
It was saying that it wasn't going to be a felony. Or like
go to rehab instead of go to jail.
Any drug that you're going to call with, you were going to get reduced, charged. Like
the misdemeanor, right?
It wasn't going to be no felony at all. As long as you can prove it, as long as it's a drug abuse, like, they're not going to waste any time with charging you a felony. When they get right. charged with a misdemeanor off rip, they just going to charge you with a misdemeanor and then put you in these drug classes. Yeah. And that's what they're building. That's what the whole city about to beat up with drug classes and rehabs and shit like
but
that.
But why has it even come to that?
See, the heroin epidemic. And now with the heroin epidemic, it's a majority white people. You know what I mean? So they got to, they can't have...
Well, we can't let our kids go.
Yeah, you know what I mean? So you gotta save you. What other ways can you get them help?
But you know what's so fucked up, though? It's fucking crackheads that's in jail. Crackhead. You know why they in jail? Because it did crack. And these motherfuckers still ain't out. Are you fucking kidding me, though? Like, these are some hardworking mechanics. These is some hard laboring workers, you hear me? And you just got them in jail, like, for real? Yeah. Like, y'all can't be doing that to them people like that. That's not right. Because if that's the case, y'all need to reduce some sentences for that shit. Like, oh, you get that let out early, Jack. You get to go free. I mean, your girl and them might be...
Us free.
Right. Your girl and them might be gone, but...
Us free.
Right. Because when the last time you actually seen, like, a new age crackhead? Mm. Nobody does fucking crack.
I know the one crackhead, and they young. Like, it's sad young. Like,
oh, wow.
Young.
They had to get it from their uncle and them there. Because, I mean, too, I mean, I'm just saying.
Shit, nowadays, shit.
From their uncle and them.
Nowadays, they doing perks, drinking lean.
They doing
Molly. They got a drug for every day of the week.
Yeah,
on Monday, we're going to do these perks. On Tuesdays, we're just going to get drunk. Wednesdays,
they,
you know
what
I'm saying?
Yeah.
That shit, yeah, they babies. That's so sad.
That shit ain't cool, but, I mean, I'd rather them... I feel like this. Regardless, if you go to jail, you're going to be sober. If you go to rehab, you might be sober.
If you go to jail, you're not necessarily going to be sober either.
I mean, but you have no choice.
You got to
jail? No.
That shit right there in your face.
Oh, nah. So what's the point of fucking going to jail? If you all be doing the same shit that you're doing,
yeah, people do that because they get used to it and they get comfortable.
People go to jail and get high. People go to jail and get drunk.
Well, you know, I never been in jail, so that's probably why I don't know. But I mean,
I ain't that hard. Yeah.
I mean, I won't ever get to that, but I mean,
it's a world inside of itself, for real, for real.
I ain't about to let nobody take me away from my kids. Yeah,
which is true. Which is true.
You won't get that from me.
Man, do you know what they do to big girls in jail?
No.
Do you know?
What they do? Tell us now.
I don't know, but I want to find out. Because you got me fucked up. I'm not going to motherfucking jail by any means necessary. Fuck that.
I don't know.
They're gonna be like, yeah, you real soft.
Not today.
You can have it, bitch. I do not want it. I don't want it. You can have it. Matter of fact, you want me to get you another one? Cause I can go get you another one. Make sure your ass stay the fuck away from me. By all means necessary. Mm-hmm. I'm not on that. Mm-hmm. I'm not on that shit at all. So, you know, since we're black, Hey, that's my shit. Mm-hmm. Hey, fly. Hey.
Unicorn bacon, anyone?
Ah, yes, unicorn bacon. Because this is the Purple Unicorn Podcast. I wish I kind of did have the strips though. They're not bad though, is they?
Unicorn bacon?
Honestly, I don't know what the fuck unicorn bacon is. All I know is if you Google it, striped candy gonna come up. Now, my revelation for that today is, I hope this ain't the actual unicorn that when they cut it up. Because, you know, a pig bacon. You know what I mean?
It might be unicorn.
No.
You make candy out of animals? The reason they cut this candy come from, that's animal.
What?
It's pork. It might be
it
pork.
It just
said. It might be big. Big bacon.
Man, what the fuck?
It's pork, bitch.
I hope not. That is some good ass candy, though.
No, it says, unicorn bacon is a silly treat for any unicorn party.
Hey.
It's just a tree. It's just candy.
But I'm saying, if you really think about it, though.
I think it's just the name. It's not really like...
You can't...
I know unicorn is real, right? Yeah, I know unicorn is real.
It's
just
candy, man.
Like
excuse me.
Unicorn!
No.
Unicorn?
Turn that down.
Be quiet.
Turn it down.
Be quiet.
Turn it down. I'm about to tell y'all my philosophy on unicorn. I mean, don't turn it down where it's off, but turn it to, you know, where you can hear me. Okay. Do any one of y'all know what a unicorn is?
A horse with a horn.
A horse with a horn. You know what?
That's all I went.
I thought she was turning the music up a little bit, Malcolm. So you said it is what?
It's a white horse with a horn and a tail. Horn about 8 foot.
Why 8 foot though? Okay. Well, that's pretty much what a unicorn is. But for real, a unicorn is just...
horse mixed with a bull.
A horse mixed with a bull?
Bulls got horn.
Do a bull got horn? That bull got horn. It's not... So what you're trying to say is what's that called? It has a deformity?
No, it's just a crossbreed.
A crossbreed.
Yeah, it's like a black person and a white person, they come out and they have a mixed baby.
Oh.
Yeah,
oh, okay.
The same thing. You got a crossbreed.
A crossbreed. A crossbreed. He said it's a crossbreed. I don't think it's a crossbreed.
I mean, it's two different species.
Yeah, but I don't know if they got together. Okay, you said it's a bull and a what?
A bull and a horse. The bull got behind the horse.
No, I don't want to know. I don't know how it happened.
And
the
bull
sex.
I can't.
The horn came out first.
One
horn.
Yeah.
And
just what? And a
different color. A rainbow color. Where did the rainbow color? Let me. I'm good.
I'm good.
Oh,
shit. I
walked
down with a unicorn horse.
And a rug. You're right. It's the right horse. With a single large pointed spiraling horn from his head and cloven hooves. It originated in Asia.
It has some
beer in it. Why beer?
Why it got what in it?
He said beer in it because it got who?
A deer.
A deer in it?
Okay.
Oh, I see what you're saying. So you're saying
a horse and a deer.
A horse and a deer.
Do deer got horns? They got antlers. Right?
And it's fire or something?
Or it might be. I ain't never seen no deer with a spiral horn.
They both have them. I thought one, no, the males have it, but the females don't.
Is it? Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know. But, it heals sickness. A unicorn heals sickness.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And it has magical powers.
What you gotta do? Rub on the horn?
I don't know. What you gotta do?
You gotta figure out where to get one from. That's Prince
Day, friend. Well, for your information.
You're right. You're right.
I wasn't standing like that. I just heard it until it
hurts. I'm a unicorn, damn it. A unicorn is something that you never, ever come across. You ain't gonna come across no damn unicorn. You know goddamn well a unicorn ain't with. See, that's a unicorn right there. That is your unicorn. Because she is not...
I'm not a unicorn.
She is not... She's not like the normal person. She has... She got issues. But I love the issues.
Okay.
I love the issues, though. But a unicorn is... It symbolizes prosperity and peace. I think that's me.
Yeah.
I mean, for the most part, I try to be.
Yeah.
I mean, a little bit.
60%.
60%? Yeah, about 70. Damn. At least y'all gave me over half.
Yeah.
Right.
You're thankful.
I'm all right. Yeah.
Sunset.
That's a drink. That's a unicorn kiss.
Right.
It's lilac powder, though. I mean, lilac something, huh?
Yeah, that's your sweetest pie.
Yes, it is. So y'all lucky that. I didn't make the unicorn ice.
Ooh,
the ice. Yeah. It was like sprinkles and some ice.
Do you put it in this drink then?
Yeah, you would put the ice in the drink. That would have been like over sweet. That should have been sweet as
that shit would have been extra sweet. Like diabetic.
Right.
My husband is you will be diabetic. You want to try some, Malcolm? No.
Yeah, I will. I can't tell
nobody. Do you want the little extra shit too? Okay, because you're a man.
This is my drink, though. I mean, this is my second glass, and I'm already, like, very buzzed.
Yes, I was very surprised by it.
You want another one? I
didn't have another one. You want another one? You sure?
Don't give me another
one. I'm going to just give him a little bit.
That's a little bit?
Oh.
I mean, pour some of mine.
Okay. I could do that. There you go.
Yeah.
That's enough.
Like Kool-Aid.
It's
no,
what?
Don't drink it like Kool-Aid.
You're like, great? What?
Don't
drink it like Kool-Aid.
I wish that would have been the first drink you drank. Then you could really feel that shit.
You might be slapped after that.
Oh, I'm sorry. Carry his ass.
Don't drink it fast.
Make it laugh.
Four more hours.
Oh my god.
Damn.
Everybody getting cussed out. down the line. Oh, I'm starting at A1, going down to G6. Oh, everybody getting cussed out. You with no sleeves? You need to get that together, my nigga. You over here with the no hair and the big hair, though. What's that one girl name? She little as shit, oh, but her hair. Her hair be so big. Like my nigga.
Take the wig off. Cause your wig wobbly.
Look like a damn bobblehead. Oh, today. Don't forget about that, the blue thing. You know the blue thing from Cat and Dog?
Cat and Dog. Cat and Dog.
It was a mouse?
Man, no. She looked just like that nigga.
Cat and Dog and a mouse.
Really? No, no, it wasn't. It not. Was, because yes, he was. Stayed in that yes, wall. Yes, every time we go by her.
Kendo.
Oh, yeah, I'm not supposed to be back upstairs no more.
That's why it was cool, but it wasn't.
Huh. Yeah. So, I guess I can't say it. I can't sing the song, but every time you look at it, make sure you think of that song, nigga. Get dope. Get dope. Man. That shit is so fucking ass. But, now to get on the subject at hand. The couple questions. Okay, so I'll start off, you know, so y'all can probably get a, like, a little feel, you know. My man is Frazier, and we've been together for 20 years. Not really. It's only been 13, but you know, just make it sound weird. Yeah. You might as well add it. No. Okay, I tried it. Anyway,
Oh, gotcha.
Right. We've been here to 13. Oh, and then this song comes on. Ooh, right, how could be that?
I'm playing this song.
Oh, for real? Man, that's what I'm talking about, DJ. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Shout out to the DJ, Malcolm X. It's all right though. It's all right. It's all right. Favorite, so y'all know when I play. I'm not gonna be a dedicated podcaster. I'm gonna just let y'all know that now. But
no,
it's gonna be dedicated. Once a week. I'm gonna be dedicated. Yeah, don't get me wrong. I'm gonna be dedicated.
It won't be the same time.
Yeah, it won't be the same time every week, cause you know a bitch gotta work. She got to join. So, because of that, every week is going to be something different, but it will be once a week. So, you got to make sure you favorite it or whatever site that you're on, you make it your favorite. And then you'll know when the unicorn speaks. Yeah, now. If I was a unicorn, what kind of sound would a unicorn make? It look my boy. You already know the sound?
That's what I was
going to
say at first, but it's
kind of
worse. It's got a rainbow, so
it's
probably a little softer.
No, this sounds like it's dying.
You probably sound like
Tigger. I don't know
how that sounds.
Oh, ooh. Oh no.
That wasn't it.
You know what song I was about to start singing?
What?
Bitch, I'm a cow. Oh, bitch, I'm a cow. Gosh. Bitch, I'm a bitch.
Not that.
Bitch, I'm a cow. Go move. Hey. Have you heard that song?
Would you hear it when she was playing that shit?
Ooh. Have you heard that song? I'm gonna have to play that one time for the one time.
Don't listen to it.
Why? it's so funny that it's so catchy that you have no choice but to do the dance.
Right. And it's so stupid.
It is stupid, but I mean, if she want to be a cow, let her be. Listen, be you, be different.
Right.
If you want to be a cow, then bitch, moo. Fuck it. I'm going to say, hey, moo. But, okay. So the topic is couples. And where did I stop at? Because I'm lit. Damn, we all can't be lit. Like, somebody got to catch up where I leave off.
I know, I'm
bored. I had it for a minute.
Ah, yes. Okay, so we've been together for 13 years or whatever. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you get your ups, your downs, your trials, your tribulations, mm-hmm. your testimonies, your tests,
your everything.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, the first question would normally be, shit, how did you know when you dug them? And for me, it was when this nigga, no lie, this is corny, but he went to the corner store, right? We was at the gas station over there on, by the Swan Creek Apartments or whatever. And he went in the liquor, I mean, he went in the corner store or whatever, and he came out, and he was like, I got you something. And it was a Milky Way chocolate bar. But, bitch, I do not like Milky Way. I hate that shit. But it was the thought that counted. Like, you thought to steal, because he didn't buy it. He thought to steal it for me. Like, that was the most sweetest thing.
Oh, my God.
Like,
I'm about to get her some. I don't give a fuck how I get it.
And that's when I was like, you know what? I could count on this nigga. Because no matter what, she'll get back. No matter what. So, that's when I knew that I loved him. So, who wants to go next? Okay, go ahead. Say, how long y'all been together?
I mean, you know, when you was talking about trials and tribulations,
you need me to move.
Are we talking consecutive with like
consecutive?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
No. Okay. For real. 2 years.
And how'd you know?
Because he accepted everything in me. And my 5 kids. Crazy as fuck.
That is love.
You got to have love.
That's
love
a lot of love. Strong.
That is a lot of love. A lot.
And just the way he just loves my babies.
Our babies.
That's so sweet.
They mean everything to me.
Yeah. I knew y'all was gonna get back together. Okay, Cuddy, go ahead.
We said consecutive.
I don't care.
Well, my honey bunny, Dexter, we've been together for 6 years. I've been knowing him, though, already, before we got together. So we were friends first, and then we became lovers. But I knew he was the one for me, because he would do the oddest things, go above and beyond, and he's still the same way. He never changed. He's just a sweetie pie.
You know why? Because he a Virgo. Goddamn
Virgo.
Get your trapped.
No, it's not a
trap.
I didn't even read my horoscope for today.
Oh, you didn't?
No, I didn't. I do it eventually. Anyway.
Oh, okay.
So the next question would be, I don't feel like doing that. I'm too lit. We're going to We gonna talk about what me and one of my friends was talking about the other day on the phone.
Oh, on me?
Yeah.
What the fuck? Bitch, we talking about any and every goddamn thing. What?
I don't even know how the fuck did we start talking about it.
What
was
that?
About washing the clothes. No, I'm not even about to ask you. Let's start off. Do you wash Malcolm's clothes? First off, let's ask that, because some females don't wash their man's clothes at all, like any type.
I do.
You do?
Yes.
Okay. Do you wash your clothes together or separate?
Together.
Woo!
Okay.
No.
Wait a minute. Okay, so there's work clothes.
I mean,
regular
clothes.
Like,
of course.
You don't put them together.
But I'm talking about anything but regular. Anything but work clothes.
Why not?
What do I mean if you want your clothes together or not?
Well, one of my friends feel like he don't want to wash her man's clothes with hers. She'll wash them. She just don't wash them together.
Why?
Because, no, his funk is not going to be mixed with mine.
But they're getting washed.
But no. Men have a different smell. Like, their smell is just more intense. It's more manly.
And you think
manly?
They don't stick to your clothes?
Yes.
And you smell that outside of the...
I don't like that shit.
You don't smell it, though. You smell it in plain detergent.
That's what I said. Like, regardless, they're getting washed.
Nope.
So you gonna wash all those Lowe's clothes that you don't
know? Yeah. Wash his.
That's what I'm saying.
Wash his.
See, I got five kids, not already.
I mean, at least you. You know what?
Listen,
there's a positive.
Really
I'm
though.
Not about to.
You ain't washing clothes together. Like, that's deep right there.
No, see, I wash his clothes together.
So do you sit in the bathroom when he's taking a dump?
Do I sit in the bathroom? Hell no!
Yeah, I don't either.
Do you wash his back when he's in the shower?
Well, yeah.
What's if Frazier has me, but...
What's the difference?
I mean, it's still a goddamn smell.
I can't take that. There's no difference.
It's the same thing. Just like I will wash his clothes, I just won't wash them together. But I will wash his colors, wash his whites, wash my colors, wash his whites, wash his back, shit like that. But it ain't no togetherness.
Anyway, like,
shit.
Just get it out the way anyway. So
I mean, shit, we'll take a shower together. Don't get me wrong, motherfucker. Don't get me wrong on that shit. But washing clothes, you got your own shit, I got my own shit.
Literally. Man. Jesus. Wow, that's crazy.
That ain't nothing but gold.
I mean, that
vice versa
thing right there.
That's
the nigga
wouldn't
think like that. Like, damn.
She
really
smell
my balls. Now, see,
y'all
gonna
be like,
babe,
my balls.
Babe, did you smell my balls last night when I was...
It's not... I never thought about it like that. I just thought, I'm trying to cut down on doing all these extra fucking loads.
I mean, they're all so dirty.
Now,
I don't know.
Right. Now, I will probably get to a point, like, since it's about to be wintertime,
to wash
his sweat by themselves, just because they so big. But, I mean, I'm sorry, I might have to put his stuff in my...
Okay. I mean, y'all go ahead and do that. To each his own.
But so have you ever tried it to know?
Yeah,
I
want to
know how you're going to smell that smell after you blast them, though. Like,
she probably was hitting that one last time.
So that comes from knowing her man and she knew it's sick. So she's like, shit, it's still there, nigga.
Exactly.
You
know, walking around like, what is you doing?
Hey, look,
my bra.
Hey, if he turned it around, he did the laundry and he wanted to wash that shit together.
Nigga, you smell?
Yes.
Do I need something?
His shit, he got to wash his own shit, it's separate shit, and they stay together. So that's why that shit is just mind-boggling to me.
Yeah. Like, well, this is Cuddy and Dexter, don't get me wrong, I will wash my man's shit. I will. It just has to be separately. I can't wash it together. I ain't that type of bitch now.
No, I mean, right. It shouldn't be like that, but you know, some people, I mean, to each his own. Be you, be different.
There you go.
I'm just gonna leave it at that. I mean, it is what it is.
The laundromat is open 7 days a week on Sylvania. They might want to pay us for this advertisement. But fellas, the laundromat is open.
But you gotta look all in there and smell all in there. She's like, oh, I hate the laundromat. Oh my god. Duh. And you got all these different thoughts going on. Like, did they have bed bugs?
Oh, hell no.
See? That's what I'm saying. Like, you don't know.
But it's a laundromat, so I think they check that shit on a normal basis. They would have to.
They ain't gotta do shit. I always see them sweeping floors. They ain't gotta do shit.
They don't sweep nothing. The floor. Just sweep the floor. No. That's what they get paid for. Just sweep the damn floor.
That's it.
Said they figure we don't get killed in the wash, they get killed in the dryer.
Shit. Man, them fucking dryers get hot than a motherfucker.
Which you don't catch in the wash, you'll catch in the rinse.
And then you go to dry.
Man, stop.
I'm gonna be dead.
Over again.
Hard dead.
Can't move dead over the dead.
I'm really sorry we ain't use these brothers. What did you see? Ah!
No.
Oh, shit.
Tropical punch.
It's tropical fusion. I wanted to say something.
No, Reggie Rizzo.
All this is blueberry.
It said cocoa blue.
I know, but I didn't know it was blueberry.
Me either.
Yeah, we got to be on thirds. We left time. Oh yeah, yeah, so the next show will be in the morning. No. Not like it will be next week.
Back on the ass.
No, because I want to do it once a week.
Niggas, we coming back.
I'm gonna be on like every day. But
this ain't the Ricky Smiley show. This ain't the Ricky Smiley show, but
it will be.
Man, it's gonna be once a week.
Not for the DJs and the DJs that week. I'm here
cracking. Yeah, I watch that show every morning.
For real?
I mean, I listen to it every morning. Yeah.
I was on last night for a while. Well, as of lately, I've been on. What's it called? Mm-hmm. With Charlamagne and them.
The Breakfast Club?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's what Dexter listens to every morning.
I listen to them.
Because sometimes head crack fucking jokes be horrible, honestly.
See, that like
you'll be like, what the fuck?
See, the Breakfast Club, they get a little bit political into the hip hop world. The other one, they just pretty much jokes. practicing, right. Just something to geek you up.
What, the Ricky Smile
Show? Yeah.
He get deep with that little prayer that he do or whatever, like that little 15.
I mean, he still play with that.
Still, yeah, I was about to say, he got a whole little Sunday school of jokes.
Yeah. But it'd be funny sometimes. Until he'll crack, think he's a comedian and get on the air. Change the station. This is what I'm going to do.
Oh, okay. Okay, so I'm at 55 minutes and my limit is 60 minutes. So, anything you guys want to say? Do y'all want followers on social media to put your shit out there? I know you, my little songbird.
What's up?
You be doing stuff. What's going on with the play thing? Or do you want to talk about it?
Well, not at this time. I am not able to disclose any information at this time. But I do plays, musical, local things, you know. But not right now. Not right now. I will update you guys when it is time.
Yay! You welcome.
Yes, I do musicals. I sing. I can act. I do movies, local movies.
Videos.
Well, I haven't done any videos, to be honest.
You open to doing videos?
Yeah, I'm open to doing videos.
I don't know. We got a lot of major people, a lot of Toledo. We'll put you on that video.
I don't know. You gotta be skeptical with some of these Toledo motherfuckers. They be on that. They be on that other shit. Pay me now and spin you later. Fuck that. You know what I mean? I mean, I'm not gonna say everybody like that. Everybody ain't like that, but for 55% of them, that is. DJ Malcolm. Well, this is the Purple Unicorn Podcast. I am on every major platform. I'm on Apple Music, Spotify, Stitcher, Anchor, and some other stuff. But those are the major ones. Like I said, I'm not going to be doing this at the same time every week, but it will be once a week. Next week will be a morning show. So I might have to try to make some mimosas or some type of mimosas. When I get off, we're gonna be delirious as fuck after 8 hours. So, I mean, y'all have fun. Y'all like the tacos. Y'all enjoy the drinks.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
I'm gonna have to make that taste good.
Just like black people. Take a whole plate to go. You can.
Yes, ma'am.
You can.
I am your best friend.
I am Janae. And wait, we came up with something. What was it? Oh, yeah, we ain't talking about the movies to watch as a couple and shit like that. It's all right. We'll come to that next one. But the moral of the story is your man got a different funk than you. And that will be all for tonight. You be different. And until next time, be blessed. It is on. Thank you for tuning in.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.